quick disclaimer, I can't guarantee you won't regret this.
But about a third of everything he tried was a total, complete disaster. Didn't work at all. And that's good. And a lot of things, very positive things, come out of things that don't work.
EA has the spirit of aviation. I think they've got that figured out.
The world's best are here. The best are the best are here at EAA. And it's a passion of all of ours to have the work ethic and the discipline to make it look easy. None of this is easy.
Fear is an emotion. Courage is a decision.
And we're back.
And it's even vaguely aviation related.
So when you have G's for breakfast, it fires you up.
Well, it's good. How do you attribute your longevity and your physical prowess?
Well, I've always said there are three things. First, no tobacco, no alcohol, and lots of good sex.
With the whole girlfriend thing, I would be too. I mean, oh boy.
Ooh, wow.
You keep it clean. My daddy's listening.
What do you call them? Well, open airplane people?
We call them pilots, believe
it
or not.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, open airplane
that
pilots.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to fly a plane.
Lots of speed and no chance of rain.
Some altitude and you have flight.
A co-pilot to make it nice. And you've got
too many planes.
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 Too many.
It takes a lot to fly a plane.
You gotta be tough and a little insane.
Like Jim and Mike and Tommy too.
Too many planes. It's true.
It happens every year in Osh.
Honey, it turns into a zoo.
Well, maybe too many planes will be flying in Osh, but they fill our hearts with
so much love.
Flying planes is what pilots do.
Air Venture sure has a few.
You hear it all on the radio.
96.5 and 12.10. We got
Too many planes.
Too many planes. It takes a lot to fly a plane.
A license and more than half a brain.
And thrust and lift and an engine too.
Too many planes is true.
It happens every year in Osh.
Honey, it turns into a zoo.
Well, maybe too many planes will be flying in Osh, but they fill our hearts with
so much love.
It's just, I'm not annoyed, but I'll say I'm a little, perturbed. A bit perturbed by this whole thing.
Is that it's supposed to just be fun. If you fly with joy, you fly with passion, you leave your ego on the ground, and you do it for the right reasons, is to share that magic with the audience, to thrill them, to inspire them. That's our job.
More than surprised, I'm overwhelmed at what I see.
You brought a pair of F-35s, never been seen in a public air show. That's kind of amazing.
They were going to have a supersonic airplane at level flight. Wow.
In front of the crowd the other night, it was kind of squirrely because it was in a boundary area where the air was mixing. So
to make the transition, so I joined the Air Force. I went through their all their flying training and flew the F-15C and now the F-22.
And it was a sexy little beast.
But oh, dear Lord, yes.
I just have a thing for amphibians, alligators, and frogs, and
I still can't get my fingers in there.
I can only get so naked. So.
Yes.
Somehow, and that's to collect up at least one flying example of every one of Bert's designs and fly them. People say, where's your museum? I go, no, it's a flying museum. We're going to come to you.
So I'm glad to be here, baby.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12, and you've gotten all those big name people. How do you get interviews with all these people?
Well, we tend to use the fact that I'm a girl and that I'm young.
And so for some reason, somebody decided, wow.
We are here with the Disabled American Veterans, and we stand by our promise of fulfilling our promises to the men and women who served.
My experience has been that these veterans are happy to share their experiences if somebody will just ask.
We were fighting to destroy Hitlerism in Europe, and we were fighting against racism here at home. We don't need to repeat a lot of our history, but we certainly need to understand it.
Oftentimes we create our limitations. They're self-imposed. And I like to be able to tear down those barriers by showing them that if I can become a pilot, if I fly an airplane, what is it that you can't do?